Episode 39.
Whoa.
Here we go.
All right.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Dads Who Try. Excuse me. I don't know what just happened right there, but welcome back to another episode of Dads Who Try.
This is episode 39. Nine. We're almost to 40.
Episode 39, feeling mighty fine.
I wasn't actually going to rhyme that.
Look at this. I got a monster.
Yeah.
Do you remember doing this?
Yeah, why did people do that?
Because, like, we were so terrified it was going to explode. And for whatever reason, we said, if we do this, it would, you know.
Yeah. Do people still do that? Dude, stop. You kind of got me. Yeah, I don't know if it's still really a thing or not. I haven't seen a ton of people do it anymore.
No.
So maybe it doesn't work.
I don't think it does.
I think that there are a lot of things maybe in our lives that we do that probably doesn't work.
I agree 100%.
What would be one of those things in your life that you do that maybe seem like it works, but it doesn't?
Wow. I use Google Maps.
Yeah.
And people swear by Apple Maps. Some people swear by Waze.
Yeah.
I'm actually convinced, like, I'm diehard Google Maps.
Yeah.
If you use Apple Maps or something else, I'm like, dude, you're, like, for real? But
I only use Apple Maps.
Yeah, exactly. Dang. Yeah, boo. But at the same time, like, I know that Google Maps and Apple Maps,
yeah,
they're going to get you in the same place in, like, within
minutes,
a minute of each other. Yeah. You know, it's like it really doesn't.
Except for Waze. There has been times where I was kind of shocked by Waze. I need an app that... And that sounds like Google Maps, because I'm pretty sure they do live updates, right? As you drive, you know, if there's something that happens, you'll get it.
Oh, yeah.
But now I kind of see with Apple Maps, same thing. Yeah, if there's an accident,
they all do the same thing.
They do the whole save 2 minutes because, and if you click on it, it'll transfer over to another route.
Yeah.
So I don't know what works, what doesn't. I'm just trying to get to point A to point B as quick as I can.
But, like, yeah, tapping the top of the can, trying to think what else, what other type of stuff. Do you remember, like, blowing into the bottom of a video game?
Yeah, exactly. Or blowing into your charger port, hoping that, you know, it would get a better charge.
I never heard of that one.
Dude, I do it all the time still, because I'm like, I'm convinced that it's not my wire. It's like the, I'm thinking there's some kind of dust ball is covering the charging port. And so, because I hate having to buy the white little cables for it. I feel like I buy one, like, once a month.
You know, someone told me that if you take a pin, like, you know, the clicky pins?
Yep.
And you take it apart and you take the spring out.
Yep.
And you wrap it around the end of your iPhone, that it protects that bendy part.
It's not a bad idea.
You know, isn't that funny? People will live with a cord that you have to, like, twist and turn and, like, you know, they it's easier for them just to try to figure it out than, like, go and actually buy a new cord.
Yeah, because I think I'm starting to get into that phase of my life where I don't want to do, like, to me, that's unnecessary, right? Even though it may charge the cord or it may protect it for, you know, maybe another extra couple of months, I don't want to do that extra step. I'd rather just pay and get a new cord because I don't want to waste my time.
Agreed.
Doing that.
Agreed. Okay, also,
yep.
Want to know what is not a waste of time?
What is not a waste of time?
Liking, subscribing, and leaving a review on the Dads Who Try podcast.
Yep.
We want to say thank you so much to everyone who has subscribed. I think we have almost 3,000 subscribers on
Spotify.
Shout out
to 3,000 people subscribing.
That's crazy.
That's really kind of
nice. We love you, 3,000. And how cool would it be if we can get to 3,000 subscribers here on YouTube and on the other platforms. So we want to say thank you so much. We're over the 50,000 listens and downloads. Like, we're creeping up, and we want to say thank you to everyone, except for the people that on Spotify
leaving a bad review.
Yeah, you know, we went from 4.9 to 4.8, so whoever that was, that's bringing us down.
Why do you want to bring on two dads who are trying?
You know, we're just trying. Okay,
we're trying.
We didn't promise that we're actually going to succeed. Okay.
Nor did we ever promise for perfection. We weren't on here saying, oh man, we're a 5-star crew. We're trying to get to a 5-star, but you're leaving your dishonest review because you know it's good, and then you're leaving a bad one just because.
Whoa.
that's not the energy we want to bring in 2023.
No, and I mean, that, it's already April.
Exactly. We're a third quarter of the way. Oh, quarter.
A third.
Yeah, you're
right. No, in between a quarter and a third.
Yeah.
Which would be?
Yes, you're
math.
We're two Asian dudes who are supposed to be good at numbers, and we're not.
We're not those types.
No, we're Asian, not.
Of Asian people, we're good at walks.
Yeah. And,
you know, like WOKS. You know, like no one in the Philippines is like, man, the Philippines look like a place that knows math well. You know what I mean? We know food well. We know culture well.
Food, culture.
Some great dancers.
Yeah.
You know, music.
Bro, speaking of culture, by the way, I was sick 2.5 weeks ago, and I'm finally just getting over it.
Yep.
Like, my mom every now and then pulls out some crazy tricks out of the bag, like, culturally with, like, medicine and the things that she'll do to help me feel better.
Yeah.
And it's made me think, because the other day, I had, like, this little fever thing, you know, where I was, like, sweating a ton.
Yeah.
And she goes, hey, come over. I'll do this little type of technique on your back so that, you know, it can, like, release the fever. And I'm like...
Back technique?
Yeah, so there's, like, a tiger balm that she'll put on my back. She'll get a coin to follow, and then she'll, like, kind of, like, do, like... I don't know what it is, you guys. It's, like, she almost is, like, scraping my back, and it leaves all these crazy red marks.
Show me.
It's not on my back anymore.
Well, show me your back anyways. Show the people. We're on video now, Tommy.
No, exactly why I would never do that. But anyways, she all these kind of like there's like these red marks, and then it like lifts the. It feels like
right. It's like the same thing as like this. The same idea as the suction stuff.
The cupping.
Cupping.
Yep. Very similar, and it's supposed to raise all these toxins out of your body, like lifts it all up and gets rid of them. And I will say, China, and it's a Chinese technique. It's like Chinese medicine. It's all.
Tommy, you know what that cultural. Sounds like?
What? No, because it actually works.
Does it actually work?
Bro, I literally felt, I wouldn't say 100% better, but the fever was gone.
Okay, do it to me.
You're not ready to handle that kind of pain.
The tiger balm? Does it hurt that bad?
Yeah, kind of. If you're not, like, in certain areas of my back, I'm sensitive. And I'm like, Mom, like, why are you, like, going so hard on my back with a coin? Like that hurts.
Are you the type of guy, like, you want to go to the masseuse, though? Like, you want to go to get a massage?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Oh.
And I'm, bro.
Are you a deep tissue or a Swedish?
No, give me that deep tissue type stuff, because I got
girl, give me that deep tissue.
I don't know if I've ever said that to a masseuse. Girl, give me that deep tissue. But I would say I would go into the front desk and be like, I would like more pressure. And, you know, if there's a deep tissue option, I would choose that.
Dude, every time I've like had them adjust the pressure,
yeah,
while I'm in there, they like she they goes from hate me, bro.
She goes from like the elbow to like step on your back.
I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry, that's a little painful. Do you mind just going just a 1% less intense? And then all of a sudden it goes from like, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable to now she's like, I've got feather fingers. And she's just like, is barely touch. I'm like, are you serious? Okay, you can go a little bit harder than that.
Yeah.
And then she's back to like, people's elbow.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I swear.
There were times that I've gotten massages before where I'm like, dude, I don't know if I'm leaving this place feeling better, but I definitely inherited more pain in my lower back.
Have you gotten to that place in fatherhood where you've fallen asleep on the table?
At the table?
The masseuse table.
Oh, dude. The last, gosh, 3 or 4 times.
Steph and I got a couples massage.
Yeah.
And her and both of the masseuses are laughing at me. I'm on the table. Gone.
Like dead sleep.
Within 5 minutes, bro. We got an hour. And I feel like I wasted that thing.
Yeah.
Because I was asleep for the whole thing. But that's like the one thing I don't want to fall asleep during.
Yeah. But does your back still feel better after?
Does it
make a difference?
My back?
In the lower part of your
my thighs
neck, like
you know, it's gotta be that's gotta be the nastiest song of all time.
God, why do you gotta do these things?
Hey, I was just wondering. Next time you go get a massage, you know, You walk in, hey, so what do you want? Well, I was thinking my neck, my back,
my
thighs, and
my upper crack area, please.
Yo.
Your upper crack area? Yeah, my lower back. I just...
Yo. You don't call it lower back anymore. It's upper crack. Yo.
That's genius.
Yo. Why is it that some people they feel like I feel like they got like their butt crack goes halfway up their back?
Dude, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
But like, if my butt crack is ever going up my lower like higher than where it should, dude, I'm wearing a sweatsuit my whole life.
Yeah, I'm tucked in.
I'm tucked in. You would never see me at the beach. I'd honestly wear sweatsuits into the shower. It's never coming off.
Okay, hold up. The fam's gonna come up and get swimsuits real quick.
Okay.
We're at 11. We're just gonna keep on recording.
Okay.
But we'll know to cut it
when they come in. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think that we can officially rename the lower back.
Yeah.
To upper crack.
Upper crack. And,
dude, my upper crack is hurting so bad.
Yeah, doctor, honestly, I've been going through so much pain. A lot of it in my upper crack area.
Yo, could you imagine the doctor's face? He's like, excuse me?
Yeah, like my... like the.
You mean your lower back? Oh, I've never heard it called that before.
I've always called
it... Lower back.
I've always called it my upper crack my whole life.
Yeah, I thought it was just your back and then your upper crack.
Yeah.
But my lower crack...
Man. Gosh darn.
You know, we have an issue with our boys.
Yep.
And I hate to say it, but they're nudists.
Yeah.
Especially my 3-year-old.
Yeah. Just balls to the walls. Just carefree living.
You don't have to say it like that.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm carefree. I'm not wearing clothing.
Yeah. My 3-year-old doesn't want to wear clothing anywhere. Like, we could be in a Costco. And I turn around to get some pink Himalayan chips. And I turn back around. Dude's pants are at his ankles.
Yeah.
And I'm like, brother.
You don't do that in public.
This is not okay.
Yeah.
They're called privates because they're private. We don't, no, this is not okay.
Does, like, as you're teaching him that, does he get it or not really?
He thinks it's a game now.
Yeah. Testing the waters.
So now it's like. The other day, I turned around. We're outside at a park. I turn around, look at a seagull or something. Ooh, look at that seagull. That's a cool seagull. I turn back around. Kids peeing on a tree.
Yeah.
Which, okay, you got to go pee. Good for you for not going in your pants. But also, the bathroom is 4 feet away. Like, he would rather pee on the outside of the bathroom than walk into the stall.
That's incredible.
Yo, was that your... What was that?
That was my throat. Like,
what the...
The monster going down. It's not. It's,
no, that was actually a monster.
That was a monster trying to come up.
Let me.
Gargle.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. If you guys listen to the podcast, we're mature adults. Hey, let's get back to fatherhood.
Oh, yeah. So,
okay, but let's talk about this real quick, okay? Because Grayson, he's a nudist.
Yep.
He wants to be out there. And when we're in public, we're in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that it's more pretentious of a place than anywhere else in America, but it is.
Yep.
And so
in certain neighborhoods,
yeah, people feel like it's their duty to make sure that you're parenting your kids the way they want you to parent them, and they don't have kids. And so if you correct your kid in public, it's like you might as well sign up to get CPS called on you. And I'm not talking about like hitting them or yelling at them. I'm like talking about like, hey, buddy, you need to pull up your pants in Costco.
Yeah.
You know, some parent. He's at Costco going like, how dare you tell him what he needs? Sorry, not him. How dare you tell, sorry, what are your pronouns, little boy?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, who are you to tell me how to parent, first of all? And second of all, you want my kid running around Costco no pants? No parents running around Costco. You want my kid doing that? No one wants no little kids running around. No one wants a grown adult running around Costco with no pants.
Unless there's some weirdo.
If I freaking, yes,
dude. If you don't have kids, by the way, and you're trying to tell a parent how to parent their own kids, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna body slam you. You don't know what it takes to parent a youngin.
Look, you think we're scared that our reviews will drop to 4.7 because we said it. We're not scared.
We're not scared.
We'll go all the way to 4.6. Anything below that, we'll sell ourselves.
Yeah. Don't give me another bad review.
We'll find you and body slam you.
But I will say this. For example, on my way here, I'm in Minnesota and I'm flying to LA and God bless their souls, but they're a family of they had four kids on this plane. One of them being the oldest, she looked like she was like six.
Yeah.
The rest of them, the two were babies and the one was probably three.
Brave. Wow.
Bro. And they're kind of like the couple that was like, hey, we'll just buy our tickets and then we'll ask people on the plane to see if they want to move and rearrange their seats. And so I kind of understand the situation as I'm watching this all unfold. And the two babies prior to them taking off are kind of going for it. They're crying, screaming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm only one aisle up from them. And so I'm kind of like hearing it all, watching it all. And the dad is like really trying to keep his cool and trying to sort. But really the hero in this whole thing is the mom. She has two babies.
Yes.
The dad has the three-year-old and the six-year-old, which is like...
Compared to the babies, that's a...
You got to at least take one of the babies and she takes one. I feel like that's the only fair way. I don't know.
Look at Grayson, bro.
Yeah, that's true. But either way, so they're asking people to rearrange. And one of the younger girls is like, yeah, I'll rearrange, but I need an aisle seat. I won't do it for a window.
She's negotiating.
And I'm like... Oh, girl, I wish you would understand and feel what these parents are going to.
Yep.
And so...
All right. Our distraction is here.
Yep.
Hold on. Keep it going.
What do you mean?
Should we pause it?
Yeah, let's just... Okay.
We just got interrupted by my family.
Yeah.
Burst through the door. Kids running around going crazy. We had shut down the podcast for a second, but we're back.
But we're back.
And that is what you call parenthood.
That is parenthood. That is trying to live life with a little bit of flexibility.
That's right. If you're not flexible... I heard two really good quotes, and then we're going to get back to your airplane story, okay?
Yep.
This week, I heard someone say, availability is the best ability. Same week, a different person said, flexibility is the best ability. And I was like, whoa, which one's better?
Availability or flexibility? I think they're both kind of the same.
Okay.
It feels like it.
I'm available to adapt. That's flexibility.
Yep.
I'm available. That's availability.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. To recap, you're on a plane.
I'm on a plane.
Row behind me.
Family of six.
They're trying to negotiate seats.
Yep.
Young girl in her 20s is like, I'll move my seat, but only for an aisle.
Yeah, only for an aisle. And so she has to negotiate. So the young girl now has to negotiate with somebody else outside of the family because there's someone else in that seat, in the aisle seat. So long story short, they end up making it work. Kids are screaming. Kids are, like, the babies are already crying, like, level 10.
Yeah.
And I look down my aisle and... You know, it's two older ladies, and they're laughing. You know, they're smiling.
Yeah,
and they just feel that pain.
Yeah.
And now being a father of two, I feel like, you know, we've traveled with our boys, and I just get it. Like, dude, yeah. I used to have this, like, I never had an understanding for, like, people who would bring kids on a plane crying. And I'm like, why would you do that to you or to your family?
Right.
You know, but now I'm like, I understand.
Yeah. You know how, like, people on the back of their Subarus, they have like, you know, I ran a half marathon. Or it's like 13.2, 10K, 26.2, 20, like all those stickers.
Yeah.
We should, as parents, start having, you know, those things, but for how many times we've flown with kids.
Yeah, I've traveled 20 times with four kids.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of running three marathons.
It is a dude. You know what I'm saying? The anxiety level that a parent goes through when they're on the plane with a few kids, not even a few kids, even if just one kid screaming the whole time, you know, like, what is it about? Like, I used to think, like, man, I wish I would have gift cards or something, or like something to give to the people around me. I'm like, dude, because I can already tell.
That's a good call. Next time I go on a plane with a kid, I'm carrying a bunch of earplugs.
Yeah, earplugs.
Hey, I'm so sorry, nice guys. Little... Anyone need earplugs? I just brought them for you guys. I know how this is.
Yeah, maybe earplugs.
And people who don't have kids attribute it to bad parenting. Man, those are bad parents. Their kids are crying. And it's like, no, they're kids. The altitude changes. The pressure is hurting their ears. Yeah. Like, they don't know how to navigate it. And so, you know, man, those are bad parents. They're not bad parents. These are children who don't know how to process their emotions because they're 9 months old.
Yeah. I did feel really bad because when the plane was landing, my ears were popping.
Yeah.
Dude.
Pop, lock, and drop it.
Pop, lock, and drop it. Those babies were screaming when we're descending because their ears were popping. And I could just tell that there are certain people on that plane that were kind of like.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Hey, it's like you can't give little baby gum. They're going to choke on it.
Yeah. So.
You know that trick, right?
Quit. No, I've.
You chew bubble gum when
I thought you said to give baby gum. And I'm like, I'm not giving baby gum.
Yeah.
But you do chew on gum when you are descending or ascending.
Yeah.
And it kind of
helps your ears.
Yep.
Now, when you said your ears were popping.
Yep.
It reminded me of pop locking, which also reminded me that you can freestyle.
I really can't. Yeah.
All right, this is the Dads Who Try Freestyle. Welcome to the flow.
Welcome to the flow. You don't know what you're going to get with Tom and Nate, dog. So here we go. It's 11:37 on the dot. I'm coming through and I'm finding the spot. I'm calling my boy Scott. Tell him what time it is. It's time to eat some tater tots.
Tater tots, look at me pulling some espresso shots. Pulling up to the crib, got a few thoughts. Put a U in there, cause no THOTs. None of that up in this crib, but it's about to be easy, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, life is not easy.
No, it's not. It's really not.
It's not easy.
No.
And, but it can be cheesy. And we're two dads who often do cheesy things.
That's true. We're dads who try cheesy things, even if we're lactose intolerant. But, get it? That was a cheesy.
Why did we just do that? Because we're so cheesy good. Dads.
I loved it.
I'll tell you what wasn't cheesy.
Yeah.
Last night we were playing these two young kids on the basketball court.
Okay, guys. Okay, this is good.
Yeah.
Tommy and I are right now, we're in Oceanside.
Yep.
We're on a Dads Who Try, a little retreat, a little getaway. And we're recording a handful of podcasts. Our family's here. My family's here. Sorry, Tommy's family is back in Michigan. And, you know, my kids right now, they're out swimming, playing. And yesterday we were recording. We just need, like, a little break in between the podcasts. And so we're like, hey, let's go sweat a little bit. Let's go hoop. You know, there's a basketball court here. Let's go hoop. And we get down there, and we see these two other guys.
Yeah.
You know, also Asians.
Yep.
And they're hooping.
Like, this kid is buckets.
Yeah, this kid, the one of these guys, buckets. He's draining them.
Yeah, he just wouldn't miss.
No, he wouldn't miss. And Tommy and I, you know, maybe we're a little bit competitive. And by a little bit, I mean, it might as well be a disorder because if the competition's around, we cannot help ourselves. We have to compete. And so these two guys, pretty menacing, you know, they got skills. So we challenge them.
We're like, hey, you know, I'm like working my way up over like, you know.
Why does it feel like we're asking someone on a date?
Yeah, it really felt like, I'm like, man, when is the right time? Is it after this shot? Is it after that one? Does he look like he's comfortable enough? Does he even look like he's ready to play? Like, what if he does say no? Then I'm going to feel like I'm a loser because is it me? Was it something I said? was it the way that I was looking?
Am I holding the ball wrong?
Yeah. And so I'm telling Nate, let me just warm up a couple of shots. And so I finally work my courage up, and I go over there. I'm like, hey, boys, you guys down for a quick game of twos? And, of course, you know, I could see it in their eyes. They're like, yeah, we're up for the challenge, you suckers.
Yeah, this isn't going to be a game.
During the whole time we were shooting around, I could just tell them scoping.
the whole time.
What is it about going to the court right away and you're just looking at your like the people that are around you shooting, how you already you're kind of critiquing them up. You size them up
instantly.
Could I beat this guy or not? Well, that's what they're doing this to us the whole time.
Yeah.
I could tell. Yep. They're like watching us shoot and we're clowning around, so they're like, we're gonna get these two knuckleheads.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, we'll play.
And so then first to eight. Yep. Weird number, by the way.
Yeah.
They wanted, like, all right, they wanted to play first Kobe's to eight. Number?
Yeah, let's go for eight.
Ones and twos.
Yep.
Check up after change of possession, you know. And they were probably 11 years old, you know.
They were about 11
years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tommy and I over here in our 30s.
Yeah. I'm 33. Nate's 32. And
can I just tell you, I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
The thrill of winning is still there.
Dude, we walked off this court, you guys. So we beat these kids.
We didn't even beat them. We let them have it.
Yeah. I was not going to let these kids talk about how they almost beat some older guys.
Nope.
Or I'm going to send your tail back to school and you're not going to talk about it.
That's right.
You're not going to even talk about this time because we just owned you. And guess what? I left. I was so proud that I actually walked by the front desk and said, hey, see those two kids over there? We just owned them.
You might want to send a little flowers to their hotel room because condolences to their pride.
They're crying.
Yeah, we made them cry.
Take that.
Yeah.
So we own Oceanside now.
Finger roll.
We're making buckets, you guys, and I'm like, you know, I'm in my pair of pants and I'm in a
I'm in Crocs.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in this like hoodie and I'm like sweating.
Yeah. You know,
I was playing against some 11-year-olds.
Dude. They were pretty good though. They're pretty good.
They kind of knew what they knew what they were doing. They could get shots up.
The older one, his name was Andrew.
Yep.
My middle name. I remembered it.
Yep. And then the other one's Adam.
Adam.
Adam looked like he was 2 years younger, so yeah, he could have been.
He was
nine.
Younger. Yeah, he was younger. Kept on calling for the ball. His brother didn't give it to him.
Dude, he was
Andrew,
getting mad.
I'm open. Andrew!
He kept like clapping his hands like, give me the ball, man.
And I'm like, please pass him the ball.
Yeah.
Please pass him the ball. I dunked a couple times.
Yeah.
Which is like short and fat for like I had a few layups.
Yeah.
And I felt good about myself.
Yeah. It was a pretty solid performance. And I don't care how old people are. If you're on the court, you get the treatment.
Yeah, look, I don't care if you're young, you're old, you're handsome, ugly, tall, short, professional, amateur. If you walk on the court with the dads who try, you're getting the heat.
We're bringing the storm.
You're getting, look, I don't care what your Chef Curry cooking up.
You're not going to be cooking that night.
We're locking you down.
Yes.
We're not only locking you down. We didn't miss a single shot the entire game.
I don't think we did.
I really don't.
Maybe there's a couple.
I don't remember. We didn't miss any shots though.
No, we did not miss.
No.
No, we didn't for sure.
Want to know why?
Why?
Because this is episode 39. Feeling fine.
Let's go.
Hold on. Can we just talk about this? Because I do want to talk about kids in sports.
Yep.
River is 6.
Yep.
Grayson's 3. Both wildly competitive.
Yep.
They get it from their mom. And River is so competitive, he doesn't like to play sports because he doesn't, like, he hates losing.
Yeah.
Hates it, bro. But, like, if he wins, like, he only competes in things he's sure he's going to win it.
Yeah.
Like, he'll race our neighbors and beat them 10 out of 10 times and be like, suckers.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, let's do this thing. And he's like, oh, no, I just don't want to. It's like I want him to get into team sports.
Yeah.
Or even personal sports. I think there's so much value in that. But it's like, how much do I push him into doing something he doesn't want to do because I know it'll be good for him versus letting him kind of find something he's passionate about and stick to that? You know what I mean?
I think there's a balance to it, you know? Like, I think there will be so many teachable moments through. Like, I love playing team sports because it taught me, like communication, bonding, working as
a leadership,
team, leadership, all that stuff, right? But I could see, you know, I would always err on the side of like wanting to, like if my kids were playing sport and they didn't want to play a sport that they didn't always win at, but they enjoyed it. I'm like, dude, you got to go out there and try that stuff because yeah. you're not going to always win in life.
Right.
You know? And I don't know. Will it come to that time when River does, you know, get to a space where he doesn't want to do something? And will you kind of push him towards it?
I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
You know, but it is like a weird balance because like, I want to nudge him. I don't want to force him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him to do anything that he feels forced to do because he's going to end up doing it. And because he's forced to do it, when that pressure is gone, it's not going to be his anymore.
Yeah.
So like, but at the same time, like there are things I'm going to push him hard to do, you know? Yeah. And I hope that we've raised him well enough that he embraces those things and grows and takes, you know, lessons away from them. But it's more and more like we have some friends and their kids are in every sport. You know, they play flag football, they play baseball, they play basketball, soccer,
yep.
and golf, right? And one of the kids loves it. Another one hates it.
Yeah.
But he has to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wonder what this kid's actually passionate about that they're taking time away from it.
Yep.
Because they're trying to fit him in, you know, a circle thing into a square peg. You know, yeah. It's like, I don't want that to be the case with my kids. But at the same time, I know the value that certain things have.
Yeah.
And if you can catch it, it might be worth the risk. I don't know. Yeah. That's a hard one.
I could see, like, to me, it's like, you just got to give it a try.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like it after the first season or the first year that you're playing it, then you don't have to go back to it.
That's, yeah.
But I'm hoping that in that season that you can honestly pick up the value that we want you to learn. You know, whether it's understanding how to lose. Like, I hate losing.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm a very, very competitive person.
Right.
Like, it ruins my day.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did I just freaking lose? Like, we'll play a game at the park, you guys. Pick up basketball. And if I lose, like, multiple games where I'm like, you guys, I'm the crap.
Yep.
I hate losing.
Right.
But I think that there is, like, as a child, there's something about learning about team sports. There's about learning
right,
values.
Right, right,
and, you know, like, how to, like, I hate saying it because, like, how do you become a good loser? Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's even a real thing.
Yuck.
But I can accept certain things that if we never performed right or if we didn't play our best then and we lost a game that other team just outperformed us, then
yeah.
fine, it is what it is. But at least I'll be able to learn, you know. Obviously, I think, again, all that to say is that I think in every season, if I'm not trying new things to like, I actually just kind of gain its value.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just said, you said, how do you become a good loser? And I went, ew, yuck. Like that, just the idea of being a loser makes me repulsed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like if you can't embrace that and embrace failure and learn from losing, and if you're a sore loser for the rest of your life, like you're never going to grow and develop because yeah. you're never going to put yourself in positions. Like you only grow when you're put in uncomfortable positions.
Yep.
So why did the greats always win? Because during practice, they put themselves in losing positions.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I want to get really used to, I want River to understand, I want Grayson to understand, like, losing isn't the end of the world. It is just an opportunity for you to fix the things that winning would have hidden.
Yep, exactly.
You know?
Yep.
You don't have a lot to fix when you're winning.
No.
And then when you lose and people catch up, you're going to start losing a lot more. Because you didn't develop the way you should have
the first time
like when you were losing.
Exactly. Someone said it like this one time I heard. Mm. And it could have been just our last few podcast episodes ago, I think. And he said, it's not wins and losses. He said it's wins and lessons. And I thought that was such a bar.
Shout out to Dom.
Right. Circle Time Crew was good.
Wow.
It is pretty, like, I think, it's just very important to understand that concept of what he's really saying.
Yeah.
Like
so good.
It's, you know, as a competitor, yeah, of course we all hate losing, but I do think like if you can understand that a loss is only a lesson to be learned, if you don't learn it,
that's the real loss.
That's the real loss.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so, you know, and for all the parents that are like out there right now, you know, like I'm trying to really take that, what he said, bro, like, cause when he said that, it really did turn something on my head.
Click something.
Like, wow, this is awesome. Like, I think that that's how I'll probably end up looking at life moving forward. It's not just losses all the time. It's just lessons to be learned. And I hope that if I do something bad as a parent, you know, if I do something that I'm like, I feel like I missed a mark, and I'm hoping that I learn in that season, in that moment, and not repeat that same mistake so that I can become better. It's a lesson to be learned.
I love that so much, Tommy. And I think a lesson to be learned is episode 39 was amazing.
I loved it.
I loved it. We freestyled.
We freestyled, which we've never done before.
Nope. We got interrupted by my family.
Yep, which is never done before.
Well,
I would
pounding on the studio walls a little bit. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited because our next episode
is 40.
Episode number 40. You guys better stay tuned because something special's coming.
I'm not even giving them a hint.
I have an idea.
Talk to me.
Do we do a giveaway?
At episode 40?
At episode 40.
Episode 50. We do something really cool.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it has to involve the listeners.
Someone, okay, it will do a giveaway.
Yep.
Episode 50.
Okay.
You have to have left a 5-star review and a comment.
Yep.
We won't know who left the 5-star review reviews unless you leave a comment.
Yep.
And then we'll let you know on episode 50 who the winner is.
Yeah. And we're not going to tell you the prize, but we'll say at least it'll be worthwhile.
It might be Tommy's mom using Tiger Balm on your back. We'll see.
You're not selling her service. Okay.
Well, if it's good enough, look, she needs to be compensated.
So we'll pay her.
Mm.
They get the treatment. But we're not saying that's the prize.
But if it was, I'll review 50 times.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Just team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.